It's time for a solid hour of business insights and strategies for success on Mind Your Business. And here's your host, the president and founder of Bottom Line Marketing, Yitzhak Saflis.
You're tuned to another edition of Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC in the New York, New Jersey metro area and worldwide at WABCBizRadio.com. This show, Mind Your Business, on the legendary 77 WABC is all about you. Every single week, we seek out and interview C-level executives and business leaders from all types of industries and ask them the questions that are on your mind. Gain business advice and strategies on so many industries and professions, including sales, social media, corporate culture, real estate, leadership, strategic planning, communications, entrepreneurship, marketing and advertising, time management, hiring, customer retention, and so much more. Stay tuned for tonight's edition of Mind Your Business, where you'll gain solid business advice and strategies to get you ahead in today's business world. Special thank you to Pesach Trapper, the show's producer. Thank you. Also to the great team here at Bottom Line Marketing Group that plays an instrumental role in the production of the show, including Rena, Srilly, Miriam, Dina, and the entire team in one way or another. Also, a special shout-out to the team at 77 WABC, Jose, Matt, Chris, Brian, Justin. Thank you very, very much. Also, special thank you to recent guests, Steve Rizzo, world-renowned comedian and motivational speaker, Michael Fragan and Kalman Yeager, when we had the wrap-up show on the 2016 historic presidential election. Thank you to them. And so many other great guests. All the guests are available, and you could hear the entire episode by going to WABCBizRadio.com, WABCBizRadio.com. In fact, just to read off some of the incredible guests that we've had recently, Sergey Petrosov, the founder and CEO of JetSmarter, Brian Solis, digital analyst and author and speaker, Jason Robinson, the director of marketing at UPS, Joe Hart, president and CEO of Dale Carnegie, Renee Reinsberg, VP of Emerging Products at GoDaddy, James Rosebush, former senior advisor to President Ronald Reagan and author of True Reagan. All these episodes are available by going to WABCBizRadio.com. That's WABCBizRadio.com. Well, my guest this evening is none other than Johannes Boeinghoff. He is the president of Sixt Car Rental. Sixt Car Rental has been around for over 100 years. So to be in business for over a century is a very big deal. And they have locations around North America. In fact, they have 2,000 locations worldwide in over 100 countries. With that intro, we give a very warm welcome to Johannes Boeinghoff. How are you today?
Thank you. I'm doing very well. Thank you for having me on the show today.
Absolutely. Now, from your perspective, I have to open because you're the president of this, I guess, the North American division?
Correct, yeah. Okay. Our CEO is the third generation of the Sixt family. He's based out of Munich, Germany, and from there we lead basically our company in 100 countries around the globe. And I'm responsible here in the U.S. for our U.S. business, which we opened around about 5 years ago, and it's been quite a successful ride in the last 5 years.
Amazing. Now, I have to say I've drank the Kool-Aid. I've rented from your location in Miami. Where's the one on the corner of Collins? I think in 41st or 44th, something like that.
Nice. Yeah, that's a very nice location, a very good area in Miami. And you've most probably had the chance to walk into our location and test our vibe. You said Kool-Aid. I mean, we want to be cool, and we want to have a good vibe in our locations, and bring kind of like a virgin spirit to car rental.
Now, it really was. First of all, it was for me. The first time I had heard about the concept of even, I think it was the hourly, it was either hourly, like I can get it just for a couple of hours, or rent it just from a specific time. I found it very flexible. Besides, it was a beautiful location. They were very accommodating. But I forgot I had a certain specific need, which the other rentals, like it just didn't fit into their structure. And by Sixt, it just was like, Yeah, it was like no problem.
Well, that's great to hear. No, we really try to focus on the leisure traveler and the market for premium and luxury car rental here in the United States. And if you do so, you you need to be flexible with your customers. You know, if you are executive working hard every day and you're going on a leisure trip and you deserve the time off, you don't want to be bothered in a car rental place with rules and policies and regulations.
Right.
So, you know, whenever we can, we try to be flexible.
Now, here's a question. In general, we know how important it is for someone to have a good understanding of what it's like to be on the front lines with a customer. Now, my understanding is that before president, you were managing director. Could you describe your way up the corporate ladder?
Right. So our company is all about career paths from within. And I started around about 16 years ago in Germany. I actually started in a trainee program. I was on the forefront, as you mentioned. I started washing cars. I ran a location. I was able to deal with customers. I was able to go into our contact center. And, you know, I worked my way up. At the end of my trainee program, I worked for our chief operating officer. And from there, you know, my journey took me to Spain, which was a great experience, different culture, mm-hmm. and opened our business over there. And then in 2010, you know, I made it to the U.S., which I love this country a lot. I've been here many times. And so, you know, this was a great opportunity for me to open this up, find good people, and, you know, start off a third option in car rental.
Now, it's interesting. You said in the training program, you did a lot, including washing the cars itself.
Absolutely, yeah. That has to happen, you know. If you have a return and, you know, customers waiting, you know, we expect our team to be flexible, as you mentioned. So, you know, it's very important to jump in and even clean a car in your suit and tie.
Right. But what's fascinating is that the journey to the top, you got to go through the steps, meaning it's not just landing a CEO job and then you could expect to be successful without really knowing the customer experience, meaning they work through the entire customer experience, including washing a car.
Yep. And, you know, the car rental business is, from the outside perspective, a pretty simple business. You buy a car, you set a price, and, you know, you wait for a customer to come in and take the car and, you know, wait for the customer to return. And mm-hmm. in reality, it's a very complex and detail-oriented business. And you need to worry about many, many, many little details. Otherwise, you just can't survive in a very competitive landscape. And you also can't, you know, make the customer happy.
Correct. Now, every company in the world survives, certainly long term, and again, Sixt has been around for 100 years, so there's got to be a secret to your uniqueness. What makes your company unique?
I think the owner family has a very unique concept. They are passionate about their business, so they are every day in the office. The third and fourth generation is working hard, you know, to grow the company and to make the company better every day. And we are stock market listed, but, you know, the company is still the majority owned by this family, the Sixt family. And, you know, this gives a certain, you know, drive, and we are looking at long-term goals. And we are not being driven by short-term, quarterly, you know, reportings, which we have to meet, obviously, because we're stock market listed. Mm-hmm. But, you know, there's a certain patience from the shareholder, from the majority shareholder, to develop a company right and to incentivize the right things. I think that's very important even nowadays.
Right. But now, as far as the customer experience, my understanding is you have a uniqueness in luxury cars?
Correct, yeah. We are the biggest buyer of BMW and most probably also Mercedes cars in the world.
Got you. So that's your uniqueness to a big degree. Someone comes
Correct.
In and they're not just looking for the... we're not going to list specifically a very low-end car, but someone who's coming for a luxury car certainly will find home at 60.
Yeah, they will. And, you know, that's also part of the little details which we are worrying every day about. Compare us to a hotel. A hotel normally has like 5 room types,
right.
Which they have to manage. A car rental place like ours, we have 20 to 25 different types of cars. And many customers have very specific needs and wishes, a wish for a luxury or a sports car, or have a certain preference in size of the vehicle, type of the vehicle, if it's being a SUV or it needs to be a sedan specifically. So, you know, managing this variety at many locations makes the business actually very complex.
Yeah, I mean, especially... you know, picking up in one location, dropping off somewhere else, which I know the industry basically honors, but that's so complicated.
it's a whole lot of algorithms and smart people which, you know, try to predict the consumer. We need to think, you know, there's unexpected drops. There is, unfortunately, sometimes... an accident and, you know, the car is planned for someone else. There is no shows. There's flight delays. We're at the end of the food chain, if you can compare it to the travel industry in a way. So, you know, we have to live with all these uncertainties. And most of our business is also not prepaid. So in difference to an airline ticket, many of our customers still choose to rent on a fully flexible rate, which they can cancel to the last moment, which makes our business model even more unpredictable, and we need even more software to analyze these different patterns.
Mm. Now let's talk about the longevity factor. I know we touched on it, but the business is around 100 years. I mean that's astounding. One of the keys to that, of course, is constantly seeing the trends as kind of before they happen and being prepared for them. And also, in case you get caught by surprise, adapting and pivoting very easily. Could you give some examples of how Sixt has done that? They obviously have, because you're relevant 100 years later since you were founded. What are some examples that have happened along the way?
No, we're always very open to, you know, change. That's I think, one of the philosophies. We don't hold on to legacy. We let go of legacy. And we're also willing in this environment in the last, let's say, 20 years, where the software and the, you know, the consumer is changing so fast, to bring to market very quickly new versions of our reservation system, you know, even if they're not completely, let's say, absolutely tested. So like a startup, we're not worried about, you know, very, very quickly changing, releasing new app versions and, you know, fixing minor bugs on the way as we go. This gives us an advantage, so we don't have we have not the desire to be 100% perfect, but to be fast to market, and we are also open to obviously all the mobility trends. You've seen us in a joint venture a few years ago. We started with BMW to open car sharing throughout Europe, which is very successful. And it meets the zeitgeist of the time right now. You know, people don't want to own anymore, so you know we are constantly looking at all these kind of trends, and have to get ahead of that.
Right. Now, and of course, we're going to talk more about those trends as the show goes on. I want to remind the listeners, you're tuned to the Mind Your Business show right here on 77 WABC. My guest this evening is Johannes Boenkopf. He is the president of Sixt Rent-A-Car North America. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned. The listeners of the Mind Your Business show already know about it, but I want to remind you because it's only going on for 2-3 more weeks. And that is this incredible collection of business books, which can be yours for free. You can win 16 books, executive book collection. That's what we're calling it, the executive book collection. 16 top business books. They can be yours for free. All you have to do is enter the sweepstakes. Only one lucky winner is going to get this. All you have to do is send a text to 22828, put in the letters MYB for Mind Your Business, and send a text to 22828. Again, if you send a text to 22828 and put in the letters MYB for Mind Your Business, you're automatically entered into the sweepstakes to win. It's all going to one lucky winner. It's a $350 value. I'm going to go down the listing of some of these incredible books, which can be yours for free by entering the sweepstakes. A Climb to the Top by Chuck Garcia. We interviewed him on the show. Amaze Every Customer Every Time by Shep Hyken. That's an autographed copy, by the way, a hardcover book, autographed copy. It's part of the 16 that we're giving away for free to one lucky winner. All you have to do is send a text to 22828, put in the letters MYB, Mind Your Business, MYB, and put it in, send the text to 22828, and you're automatically entered. I should go down some other books here. Lead, Sell, or Get Out of the Way by Ron Carr. In fact, if you missed his interview, you can go to the archives. It's there in the archives. The Image of Leadership by Sylvia DiGisto. What about the book Think Big, Act Bigger by Jeffrey Hazlett? An autographed copy. All you have to do to enter the sweepstakes is send a text to 22828 and put in the letters MYB, and you're automatically entered into this incredible 16-book giveaway from the Mind Your Business show. Good luck.
Your company website is crucial to your success, providing information about your company to the entire world. Was your website recently updated? Is it mobile-friendly? And does it have the 2016 look? Well, look no further than WebsiteWithBrains.com, the complete website solution. Call Website with Brains today at 718-412-3500. That's 718-412-3500. Or visit WebsiteWithBrains.com. The experienced team at Website with Brains will plan, write, design, and program a stunning and informative website that combines simplicity and flexibility. Best of all, Website with Brains can have your new website up and running within 4 to 6 weeks. Get ready to look great online and take your business to the next level. See some of the attractive, user-friendly sites built by Website with Brains by visiting websitewithbrains.com. Then give Website with Brains a call at 718-412-3500. That's 718-412-3500.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saftlis right here on 77 WABC and around the world at WABCBizRadio.com. I want to remind the listeners that if you follow me on social media, then you get a sneak preview at our upcoming guests. Each week we release them on the social media channels. You could find me on Twitter at YSaftlis, YSAFTLAS. And on the other platforms, on Yitzchak Saftlis, YITZCHOK SAFTLAS. My guest this evening is the president of Sixt Rent-A-Car North America, Johannes Boenkopf. Johannes, let's touch on the North American market. We know it's a little bit of a crowded space. Like anyone, any company entering any industry, there are competitors out there and some big ones that have been veterans. Mm-hmm. When exactly did Sixt enter the North American market?
Well, we only entered the North American market beginning of 2011 and started with a location in Miami Airport. And we found, to our own surprise, that we immediately, you know, gained a certain followership from American consumers. Our first location in Miami was supposed to be driven by inbound customers from all around the world. And at the end, you know, we were very, very surprised how fast we attracted the American consumer to our brand. And so since then, we've established ourselves in 14 states. We have around about 70 locations. And it's a journey. The United States is very big. I think it's the biggest car rental market on this planet. I think the industry, if the numbers are correct, is around about $27 billion in revenue. Big. It's not as crowded as you would think as a consumer. The market is very, very consolidated in the United States. Oh. So there is basically only three companies in the U.S. Doing car rental, which own 95% of the market. And when you have only three companies owning such a gigantic market share, you know, there are some opportunities for companies like us, you know, to enter and, you know, to gain some market shares. In Miami, we are meanwhile just short of 10% market share, which is a great success because of the variety of brands you can see from these three companies out there. So, you know, I think we really got some traction here in the U.S. and we're very happy with the development.
Now, every industry was affected by technology over the last, certainly over the last two decades. Car rental, along with, of course, airline travel, was severely affected by the Priceline, Expedias, etc. How has your company, Sixt, dealt with these price comparison websites?
Yeah, I think the price comparison websites are great for the consumer. He can get an idea of, you know, who's out there in a certain airport market, for example, and at what price they're offering. We see these websites as our partners. We deal with them, obviously. They change in the way how they display our products regularly, and I think they are also getting away from just pointing out to consumers what's the cheapest price, but they also tell the consumer besides the price, you know, what they're getting into. Expedia just rolled out a great new feature where you can also see how other Expedia customers basically rated the car rental experience, and they sort the results based on that. That gave us a great uplift in the business we're receiving from the Expedia Group websites. And, you know, I think Priceline will follow very, very quickly. So if you are entering a market, these established websites help you a whole lot, you know, to gain access to the consumers. If you're more established, obviously, you know, these websites, you know, make your cost of sale.
Right, your profit margin.
Absolutely.
It's much more limited.
No question about that. Yeah.
Now let's talk about, I mean, Sixt, again, is in 100 locations worldwide. You know, people are human, it's true, but people are different. And from yourself, you've worked in Germany and Spain, and now running North America, the Sixt car rental company, as president of North America. What differences could you point out in the consumer experience between European customers and American customers?
Yeah, I think America is the country of customer service, in a way. the consumer wants explanation and wants peace of mind, and is expecting that along the whole way of the experience, someone takes them by the hand and, you know, guides them through the whole process. I think there's other countries where people prepare themselves for, you know, having a rougher experience, which I think for American consumers is not acceptable. And, you know, this is a great learning for our company, certainly. But, you know, we want to deliver great customer service. So this is a priority. We ask our customers and we have we measure our excitement, how excited are our customers with our service. And we take action when we see that there's not enough customers being excited about our service. Now, granted, the cars we rent help a lot in the customer satisfaction because you're in the car for a very long time compared to the time you spent at our rental branch during checkout and check-in. And you know, we are very lucky with the fleet and our pricing. We're very competitive compared to the product we have. So that customers generally tend to be satisfied.
But, you know, Johannes, you raised a great point. And again, obviously you said it in a very nice way. There's nothing wrong. But the American consumer is far more, I guess, pampered, if you will, you know, more finicky, needs a needs and demands a more TLC experience as opposed to, you're saying the European customer that, like you said, it could be a little bit more rough at the edges, but the sale goes on.
Correct. And, you know, you also need more management staff on site because there's more demand for having a manager on site and, you know, clarifying concerns right away. But there's nothing wrong with that. And, you know, it's really... you know, for us, a good way to balance and compare, you know, how things work in different markets. And, you know, I've lived in Europe all my life, and we always admired certain things here in the United States from the service industry, and we wanted to have it in Europe, and we ultimately got it in Europe. I think for us, it's good to be in different markets and look at, you know, different trends which are specific to the market and eventually transfer certain ideas from market to market.
My guest this evening is Johannes Boinghoff. He is the president of Sixt Rent-A-Car North America. We're having an incredible conversation about the, I mean, the company has been around for over a century. So concepts about longevity and how to manage in an industry that there's so many moving parts, literally.
Correct.
So, yeah, right, no pun intended, as they say. That's now, in case you're just tuning in, you'll be able to hear this episode by going to WABCBizRadio.com. In a couple of days, it will be up, as all our past episodes, all on WABCBizRadio.com. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned. The listeners of the Mind Your Business show already know about it, but I want to remind you because it's only going on for 2-3 more weeks, and that is we're this incredible collection of business books, which can be yours for free. You can win 16 books. Executive Book Collection. That's what we're calling it, the Executive Book Collection. 16 top business books. They can be yours for free. All you have to do is enter the sweepstakes. Only one lucky winner is going to get this. All you have to do is send a text to 228-28, put in the letters MYB for Mind Your Business, and send a text to 228-28. Again, if you send a text to 228-28 and put in the letters MYB for Mind Your Business, you're automatically entered into the sweepstakes to win all. It's all going to one lucky winner. It's a $350 value. I'm going to go down the listing of some of these incredible books, which can be yours for free by entering the sweepstakes. A Climb to the Top by Chuck Garcia. We interviewed him on the show. Amaze Every Customer Every Time by Shep Hyken. That's an autographed copy, by the way, a hardcover book, autographed copy. It's part of the 16 that we're giving away for free to one lucky winner. All you have to do is send a text to 22828, put in the letters MYB, Mind Your Business, MYB, and put it in, send the text to 22828, and you're automatically entered. I should go down some other books here. Lead, Sell, or Get Out of the Way by Ron Carr. In fact, if you missed his interview, you can go to the archives. It's there in the archives. The Image of Leadership by Sylvia DiGisto. What about the book Think Big, Act Bigger by Jeffrey Hazlett? An autographed copy. All you have to do to enter the sweepstakes is send a text to 22828 and put in the letters MYB, and you're automatically entered into this incredible 16-book giveaway from the Mind Your Business Show. Good luck.
Your company website is crucial to your success, providing information about your company to the entire world. Was your website recently updated? Is it mobile-friendly? And does it have the 2016 look? Well, look no further than WebsiteWithBrains.com, the complete website solution. Call Website with Brains today at 718-412-3500. That's 718-412-3500. Or visit WebsiteWithBrains.com. The experienced team at Website with Brains will plan, write, design, and program a stunning and informative website that combines simplicity and flexibility. Best of all, Website with Brains can have your new website up and running within 4 to 6 weeks. Get ready to look great online and take your business to the next level. See some of the attractive, user-friendly sites built by Website with Brains by visiting WebsiteWithBrains.com. Then give Website with Brains a call at 718-412-3500. That's 718-412-3500.
Author, radio host, and president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis, has written the essential book for the success-driven, fast-paced professional. So, What's the Bottom Line is a must-read for marketing your business and building your personal brand. Former U.S. Congressman and media executive Bob Turner describes So, What's the Bottom Line as a compass to guide the experienced executive or marketing novice through any step in planning or organizing a selling strategy. So, What's the Bottom Line is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. Get your copy today.
And we're back. Mind Your Business on 77 WABC. My name is Yitzhak Saftlis. My guest this evening is Johannes Boinghoff. He is the president of Sixth North America Rent-A-Car. Well, it's actually Sixth Rent-A-Car, and that's
correct.
North America. You can't miss him. It's the bright orange branding. Corporate identity, and you could spot it a mile away, and a cool experience. Let's talk about the sharing economy. You touched on it before. Tell me some examples, and how has the industry in general adapted to that concept?
I think the car rental industry is almost like the longest and oldest member of the sharing economy. So basically, the sharing economy is not such a new concept that everyone's talking about now. I mean, like car rental has been around for 50, 60 years, driving concept, and for sure for 50, 60, 70 years. And honestly, nothing changed much in terms of like the concept, and it's still really a trend right now. So what has changed, though, is how people are accessing this mobility, and what changed is the technology which is available to access the sharing economy. So and I think we're there just at the beginning. The connected car is basically a reality, There's no General Motors car anymore out there which comes off the factory, out of the factory, which doesn't have OnStar, which allows, you know, to immediately open and close a vehicle remotely. And many other manufacturers have different, have very similar concepts. So I think there's a lot to come for the sharing economy in the automotive sector. And I think being a car rental company, it's cool to be in a trend industry right now. And you have to just make sure that you play around with the available technology. You have to play around with the interfaces of the manufacturers to open and close the cars via smartphones. You have to, you know, change the way how you deal with the consumer. Certain millennials want to only deal with the app. They don't want to talk to a customer and a service representative anymore. And we're basically on top of all these trends. We play around with all these trends, and we get them ready to market when the market is really there. So there's a lot of buzz, and certain products, you know, are really only able to attract the masses a few years later, you know.
Now, so we have, yeah, I mean, what's fascinating, you mentioned the example about millennials. Sure. So what happens? I mean, obviously your offices, and like you mentioned, you have 70 around North America alone, and again, of course, 2,000 worldwide. Someone comes in and asks for something which is maybe the beginning of a trend. The customer service rep notes that? Like, how do you get these? How do you start curating and realizing, wow, a number of people are asking for this. Maybe we should look into this. At what point does it get onto your radar screen?
Yeah, I think on the one hand, we listen to the customers through surveys, which we send out, and through our customer service department, but also our everyone in our company is socially connected meanwhile. So we use, on the one hand, Yammer, which is a social media tool. It's basically a Facebook for companies. Okay. And, you know, everyone can openly share their thoughts and ideas. There's no limit. You can post whatever you think, whatever comes to your mind. So nobody is controlling this environment. So it's really a free environment. You can say you're in a good mood, you're in a bad mood, you have an idea, and basically other people can vote for your idea, but they can also comment on it. I think that's very important, especially when your workforce is also having a lot of millennials. Also, of course, we have certain tools where suggestions are collected and curated through our intranet and other sources. So, you know, we try to stay really connected to our workforce and even give them the ability, you know, to be connected with the company through their smartphones, you know. So very modern connectivity to the company.
Now, has Sixt Car Rental felt any type of threat from an Uber, a Lyft? How has that played in terms of car rental?
I think Uber and Lyft is a big topic here in the United States, not so much in Europe. Okay. And here in the United States, our company focuses on the high-end leisure traveler. So the consumer who goes on a long weekend or a week travel. And in these segments, you want to have the freedom to drive around on your own. And you most probably park the car at the hotel in the evening. And you might take an Uber if you're going out at night, but during the daytime, you're not particularly crazy about driving around with an Uber with your family or with whomever you're traveling with. For us, it has not been really a threat. It might be a threat for the short-distance business commuter who arrives at an airport and just needs to go a few miles, and in the past took a rental car and is now taking an Uber. But I have no data whatsoever on that for our company. And we're watching it very carefully, and we also have our own little Uber. It's called My Driver. Hmm. So even there, we're immediately trying to understand the trend and how we can be part of the on-demand limousine service, kind of. I'm skeptical, though, on the concept of Uber, how this gets transformed into the self-driving car concept, because on the long run, I think they will be very troubled finding drivers for their service. I think at the moment it's cool to be an Uber driver. I don't know if it's cool to be an Uber driver 5 years down the road. And so I think it's very urgent for them to find a concept with a self-driving car. And, you know, if that concept comes along, there's still companies like Sixt who have 100 years of experience in managing the fleets of self-driving cars. And so, you know, I see only opportunities.
Right, because it's amazing you touched on that, because that was one of my upcoming questions, was these the driverless cars. Is there any type of data on that? Are there requests for such cars at a car rental location?
No, right now there aren't any. And I think, I'm really curious what's going to happen. I'm thinking about that a lot. And I'm thinking about the software which goes into a self-driving car, how the software makes these life decisions. When an unavoidable accident happens, if he drives into the group of kids, or if he drives into the couple, when a crash is not avoidable, and you know how the software gets programmed to take these terrible decisions. Right. And that's why I'm also I'm curious how that's getting solved in the future. And or if the self-driving car concept is not working in all environments and only long distance on highways, or has a limited scope of use cases at the beginning. That's what I'm really thinking about. But you know, for our company, self-driving cars are great. I mean, the customers rent a self-driving car and sit in it and enjoy the ride. Perfect. Lots of opportunities.
My guest this evening is Johannes Boingoff. He is the president of Sixt Rent-A-Car North America. We have a few minutes left, and we're going to talk about they're opening up some locations in the New York area. I just want to remind the listeners that this entire episode, in case you're just tuning in, you'll be able to hear it on WABCBizRadio.com, and that has all the prior shows that we've had on this program over the last year and a half. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned. The listeners of the Mind Your Business show already know about it, but I want to remind you, because it's only going on for 2-3 more weeks, and that is this incredible collection of business books, which can be yours for free. You can win 16 books, executive book collection. That's what we're calling it, the executive book collection. 16 top business books. They can be yours for free. All you have to do is enter the sweepstakes. Only one lucky winner is going to get this. All you have to do is send a text to 22828, put in the letters MYB for Mind Your Business, and send a text to 22828. Again, if you send a text to 22828 and put in the letters MYB for Mind Your Business, you're automatically entered into the sweepstakes to win. It's all going to one lucky winner. It's a $350 value. I'm going to go down the listing of some of these incredible books, which can be yours for free by entering the sweepstakes. A Climb to the Top by Chuck Garcia. We interviewed him on the show. Amaze Every Customer Every Time by Shep Hyken. That's an autographed copy, by the way, a hardcover book, autographed copy. It's part of the 16 that we're giving away for free to one lucky winner. All you have to do is send a text to 22828, put in the letters MYB, mind your business, MYB, and put it in, send the text to 22828, and you're automatically entered. I should go down some other books here. Lead, Sell, or Get Out of the Way by Ron Carr. In fact, if you missed his interview, you can go to the archives. It's there in the archives. The Image of Leadership by Sylvia DiGisto. What about the book Think Big, Act Bigger by Jeffrey Hazlett? An autographed copy. All you have to do to enter the sweepstakes is send a text to 22828 and put in the letters MYB, and you're automatically entered into this incredible 16-book giveaway from the Mind Your Business Show. Good luck.
Your company website is crucial to your success, providing information about your company to the entire world. Was your website recently updated? Is it mobile-friendly? And does it have the 2016 look? Well, look no further than WebsiteWithBrains.com, the complete website solution. Call Website with Brains today at 718-412-3500. That's 718-412-3500. Or visit WebsiteWithBrains.com. The experienced team at Website with Brains will plan, write, design, and program a stunning and informative website that combines simplicity and flexibility. Best of all, Website with Brains can have your new website up and running within 4 to 6 weeks. Get ready to look great online and take your business to the next level. See some of the attractive, user-friendly sites built by Website with Brains by visiting WebsiteWithBrains.com. Then give Website with Brains a call at 718-412-3500. That's 718-412-3500.
And we're back. Mind Your Business on 77 WABC and around the world at WABCBizRadio.com. My guest this evening is Johannes Boenkopf. He is the president of Sixt Rent-A-Car North America. 2,000 locations worldwide, 100 countries, and they're around over 100 years. So that says something for any company. I understand now that now in North America, Johannes, you have around 70 locations you had mentioned.
Around 70 locations, yeah, in 14 states.
14 states. I understand you're starting to break into the New York area in early 17.
Early 17 is when we want to start opening stores in the New York market. It's an exciting market for us. I think there's a lot of interest in convenient luxury and premium car rental at reasonable prices. I think the New York market is one of the most expensive car rental markets in the country. And I hope that we can break into that market and offer consumers the nice getaway car for the summer in the Hamptons or for the ride to the outlet shopping or whatever. Is the need for a car in New York. I mean, you have great public transportation, but sometimes a car is just a good choice.
Yeah, well, I'll give you just a tip. What I'm sure you've done the research, but what really works for you also is that for the airports itself, the mass transit is weak in terms of the link. That is a fact. The JFK, I mean, the JFK has an air train that connects, but it's not part of the MTA system. And LaGuardia has absolutely no rail link. I mean,
I think the three airports in New York are, let's say, some of the smallest car rental airport markets in the country. So there's really not a lot. Surprisingly, there's really not a lot of car rental business from these airports, and that is also one of our biggest challenges.
Right.
I mentioned that the market is controlled by basically three car rental companies in the U.S., which operate 9 to 10 brands. So even if you think you chose a different brand, you might still rent from the same company. And, you know, these companies have signed very long concession agreements with airport authorities, which, you know, are sometimes limiting our ability to really get into an airport environment. And it's limiting, certainly, the way how we can compete at airports. And so for the New York market, we're really looking to first go into the downtown market. Before we will touch the airport, just because right now there is from the port authority no way for us to get a decent and equal position inside the New York airports. There are certain arguments for it, space limitations. Obviously, it's very crowded there. But, you know, also very long concession agreements, which they cannot break.
Wow. Now, marketing and advertising and marketing in the rent-a-car industry, in North America at least, goes back a long way. Many people remember the famous Avis, We Try Harder. That's a you know, a very monumental campaign in terms of the recognition that it got. And maybe talk about some of your advertising initiatives that Sixt has done.
We just recently launched a viral campaign, or an internet social campaign, which went really successfully viral during our pre the elections. And we got some controversial or some controversial politician in our little social media video, which you know, is known very well in the New York market. It's the founder of the Rent is Too Damn High party, and he basically turned around and said car rental rates are too damn high, and you know, he's gonna be speaking up for lower car rental rates. And and then, you know, it came out that we basically sponsored him, and very scandalously in the video.
I saw it.
The reporters were upset about it, and then, you know, you want to be in the millennial zeitgeist, you know, that doesn't make anybody happy anymore. So you need to be totally absurd. So we started dancing and having a rap song, and then had another social media influencer come in and dance and take off his shirt and amuse the internet community. I think that's what's marketing nowadays,
right?
In a way, you know?
That's right, and it has to be social and creative. I'm wondering.
Weird.
Yeah, and weird. I'm wondering if Jimmy actually announced he's running for mayor. There is an election here in 2017. 1 year left.
I don't know. I mean, you know, I mean, his program book would be very short. You know, it would be the rent is too damn high. So I'm not sure. You know, I mean, it could be a program which is ready for the people right now. You know, they might be ready for it, but we are not that political. So, you know, that's a decision of Jimmy, and we were glad to have him. He's a funny guy, and people in New York love him. I mean, if you walk around the street, I mean, he has quite a followership, and he's a nice guy.
It's very interesting. A couple of weeks ago, we had on Michael Fragan and Kalman Yeager. They're political pundits and experts. And we talked about the upcoming election. We didn't mention Jimmy, but I guess we should have. And you never know as time goes on.
You never know.
That's right.
No, but you never know. You know, that's for sure.
As we approach the close, and this is the time goes so fast on the air.
Yeah.
It's like unbelievable.
It was really nice.
Thank you. I want to ask you, again, my guest this evening is Johannes Boenkopf, the president of Sixt Rent-A-Car North America. The listenership of this audience is primarily small business owners, entrepreneurs. What final takeaways could you share with the audience of Mind Your Business?
Well, I think it's very important that every small business owner, you know, any business owner is concentrated on the new ways of generating sales. I think it's very important that everyone looks at the internet. We were talking before about aggregators like Priceline and Expedia, makes the cost of doing business very expensive. There's good ways of using the internet. Sixt is always at the forefront of you know, direct sales on the internet. I can only recommend every small business to look into that and be creative on this front. And also, I think your show is also a lot about marketing. We try to make very controversial marketing, which is a shocker. In the U.S., we've been very careful. In Europe, we are far more shocking. But if you dare to be creative and shocking, you drive a good conversation, and at the end, you make your business strive and get going. I think
Amazing. That's
what I feel. And the U.S. is generally a very good business environment. I mean, everyone is interested in new things, and if you have a good product, you can basically sell it.
That was Johannes Boinkoff, and this the president of Sixt Rent-A-Car North America. This brings to a close another great edition of Mind Your Business on 77 WABC. Stay tuned next for John Batchelor, and tune in again next Sunday night for another edition of Mind Your Business right here on 77 WABC.
77 WABC Radio presents Mind Your Business, hosted by founder and president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis. Mind Your Business focuses on business and marketing strategies for success. Tune in every Sunday night from 11 until 12 for this intriguing weekly radio show that's chock full of business insights and marketing strategies that will help you get ahead of the game. Host Yitzhak Saflis has been producing pioneering and creative marketing work for over two decades. He leads a team of marketing experts who help their clients build their brands and grow their businesses. Now, he and his guests offer their business and marketing expertise to you every Sunday night from 11 until midnight on Mind Your Business.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.